because he's already forgiven him. So you're just a lying demon. So you lying demon, I bind you up and I command you lying demon to come out first in the name of Jesus. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Because you got no legal rights in there no more. Now you get on up out of that.
Then you just think you know everything.
I don't know everything, but I know I have power and authority over you, demon. So you come out right now in Jesus' name. I bind you up in Jesus' name. I ask an angel of the Lord to put a hook in your mouth and pull you out in Jesus' name. I command all the other demons to attack you in the name of Jesus. To attack this lying demon and send him out in the name of Jesus. Pull him out. Push him out. All you demons, attack the lying demon. He can't do anything with you. He's bound up in iron chains and fetters, and he cannot harm you in any way. In Jesus' name. Come on, you lying demon. You come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will. In Jesus' name.
This don't happen now. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to swallow that yet.
It's okay.
Help.
He'll come out.
That's all right. You got plenty. We're up soon. Once you get a falling up out of there, the name is Jesus. You still have two count left. Violence and temper, you still got a two count. And then I'm going to put you in the box if you don't come out. Father, I thank you for protecting us from all harm of these demons in Jesus' name. Alright? In Jesus' name, I put violence and temper, hatred.
Why do you always have to call the name of the Lord? Why?
Because Jesus is Lord. Alright? Violence. Alright? I'm talking to you, demon, right now. You demon's talking to me, I'm going to talk to you. I command you to say, Jesus is Lord. Say it. I command you to take my authority from the third heaven, and I command you to say, Jesus is Lord. Say it.
Jesus is Lord.
That's right, demon, he is. Alright, now I want your neighbor in there that's not wanting to come out. I want you to bow your knee and say, Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord.
That's right, and don't you forget it. Now you come out of her in the name of Jesus. You come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, demons, get on up out of there. You got a two count, violence and hatred. I'm going to put you in the box. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, for providing that box. And I put these two demons in a box all by themselves in Jesus' name. I tied that box up with iron chains and fetters, and I put a gag in their mouth so they can't talk to anybody in Jesus' name. I put two angels of the Lord in that box, giving the word of God to you day and night, night and day. You'll get no peace, no rest until you're cast out in Jesus' name. I put the glory of God in that box to blind you so you can't see anything. I put the coals from the altar of God in there to burn you, and I fill that box with the blood of Jesus that's just oozing all over your being. You can't stand it. The blood of Jesus is flowing all through you. And I'll put you in a box and I'm leaving you in there until I cast you out in the name of Jesus. Try to put it together. Next. All resentment and bitterness come out in Jesus' name. Resentment and bitterness. You come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will. Oh, okay. And you can't get out, demon. Says who? The word of God. You can't get out. You are bound in Jesus' name. You think so? Well, watch this. Look around at you. Look in the box of your box of shrink. Father, in Jesus' name, I take this demon and I put him in a body box. That box is just shrunk up. That he's here. It's just like a glove. It's fitting him. He can't even budge with an angel still in there. Reading the word of God to you, and they're going to read it day and night, night and day, Old Testament, New Testament. I fill that box with the blood of Jesus.
I feel weird, like, you know, something. I don't know
why. I'm being sarcastic. I in Jesus' name, I bind up all demons that would cause Karen to have these weird feelings in Jesus' name. I bind them up in Jesus' name. I put fear in a box all by himself in Jesus' name. I put fear in the box, all kinds of fear. I put you in a box all by yourself in Jesus' name. I sever all connections from the devil and these demons and any other power source. I cut off all connections with the sun, moon, stars, or anything else where they can get any power in Jesus' name. I put gags in all their mouths in the name of Jesus.
Why
What happens
when, you know, if I want to praise? Is that?
Oh, okay. Don't do no praising or no praying. Okay, see, because when you even mention the name Jesus, it blocks the demons. They can't get out when Jesus is in your mouth.
No, they don't.
No, but you must. So, okay. So don't see.
Okay.
Don't even say thank you, Jesus.
Read
that scripture, Job 14:10. Says, my transgression is sealed up in a bag, and I shall shut my iniquity. And Joshua said, five things are found hid in the cave at Machabeh, and Joshua said, roll stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it, for to keep them. And you demons is in the cave. He's in the bag. You can't get out. Alright? All bitterness. Come on out, bitterness. The root of bitterness. I break the root of bitterness in Jesus' name. I sever it. I ask the angel of the Lord to cut you off in Jesus' name. I ask Jesus to shoot fiery arrows into this demon of bitterness and the root of bitterness in Jesus' name. And I command all the other demons to chase this demon out in the name of Jesus. Get on up out of there, demon. Come on out of there. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Keep on coming out. All you other demons keep coming out. You're all going to have your turn, but you can come out right now if you want. What to do is, instead of, because of how much you got, instead of even using the tissue, just, you know, just like you use the tin. That'd be the fastest way. Matter of fact, the best, because you got so much, the best position would be just like that. Okay, that way, you're just in a better position to get this junk out.
But part of the thing that must say,
I don't think I'm sad. Yeah. we only got eight of them done so far. Father, in Jesus' name, I command all cancer and arthritis demons to come out in the name of Jesus. You come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. I go back to Adam and Eve on both sides of the bloodline, and I break you off at the roots. I chop you off at the roots. She there's no bitterness in her no more. She's forgiven everybody, so you're going to have to go, demons. You go. You can't transfer to nobody. You just leave. And you ain't thinking about nothing except Jesus. You think about Jesus. Why don't you think about what the devil's going to do to you down in the dungeon of the dragons? Don't like that. Good. All right, in Jesus' name, I command you to come out. All cancer and arthritis, you come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body in Jesus' name. I lose healing into Karen in the name of Jesus. I lose total healing to her, all parts of her body, all of her organs. I ask the Lord to recreate anything that has to be recreated in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory and honor, Lord, for what you're doing in Karen and in us, Lord, and just with the deliverance ministry, Lord. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. All right, memory recall. I command memory recall from the bad scenes with the husband or the girlfriend. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, memory recall. You got to go in Jesus' name. Get on up out of there. Blow them out. Memory recall. Get out of there in the name of Jesus. I go back to Adam and Eve on both sides of the bloodline. I chop you off the roots and I command all memory recall and the whole family of demons to come out in Jesus' name.
That's right.
Memory recall, come out in Jesus' name, or you're going in the box with You're the two brothers.
In
Jesus' name, I'll put you in the box. Right now, in the name of Jesus, you are in the box. I ask the angel Lord to tie that box up with iron chains and fetters. It's tied up in iron chains and fetters. I fill that box with the blood of Jesus. I put a gag in your mouth, and I bind you up inside that box in Jesus' name. I put the glory of God, the light of God in that box to blind you, demon, so you can't even see. In Jesus' name, I'm just a servant. I'm just a servant. Say, Jesus is Lord. I take my authority and power from the third heaven. I have authority from the third heaven. And I command you to say, Jesus is Lord.
No.
Say it, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord.
No.
Bow down, Jesus is Lord.
No.
And Lord, I ask that two angels that's reading the Word of God to just read extra loud.
No.
Read extra loud.
No.
All the scriptures talking about the love of Jesus and that Jesus is Lord. Just read them out loud so that we can really hear Him. That's right, He is. Now, come out. You come out or you're going to be in that box for a long time. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Keep on coming out. Bring all your family members with you in Jesus' name. Isn't this fun?
I mean, I don't feel bad or anything.
That is, listen, 2 weeks we never hear from you again. I'm going to mail that bag to your house to remind you what came out of you. Alright.
I wanted to ask you a question. Did you tell me that?
I'm not laughing, dude.
In Jesus' name, I command his demons.
I just want to laugh, golly. I mean, I've been bowed up so long, I couldn't laugh. I've been crying all the time. God, can I just laugh?
In Jesus' name, I command this laughing demon to come out in the name of Jesus.
I just want to laugh.
You come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, demon, get on up out of you mocking demon. It's funny. What's really funny is the devil beat you down in the dungeon of the dragon. Come on out. Get on up out of that. Come on. Come out of your conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Nice try. You still there. Come on, demon, get on up out of there. You can go someplace else. Go find yourself in pigs or someplace where you can come back.
Let me tell you some more about Karen's fight.
No, we don't want to hear it. In Jesus' name, I don't want to hear it. Put a gag in your mouth. Karen will tell us all she wants to know. Now get on up out of there. In Jesus' name, I send an angel Lord in there with a hook to pull you out of there. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Come on, demon. Get on up out of there. Keep on coming out. All you other demons, bring your whole family members out of there in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for filling us with the blood of Jesus and covering us with the blood of Jesus. And the blood of Jesus is flowing all through us and around us. And the agape love is just flowing all over us and covering us. In Jesus' name, I thank you and I praise you, Lord. All right. What happens sometimes is some of the demons try and take over the show, so to speak. And spend so much time on one demon, you don't get nothing else done. So shut up, demon, and do your thing. Anti-submissiveness and disobedience come out in Jesus' name.
I disobeyed all my life.
Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious line, and all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, you anti-submissiveness demon. You don't know how to. Keep on coming out in Jesus' name. You don't know how to. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious line, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Keep on coming out. Bring your whole, all demons, lives, and a trick. Come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Get them up out of that. I'll send an angel of the Lord in there with a wedge to keep the demons from sliding back down in Jesus' name. Let them loose, demons. All you demons trying to mess with their throat or their lungs, come out in the name of Jesus.
Come on out. You want to choke her in Jesus' name? people to stay out of sight in Jesus' name. Come out every day of them. Come on, every bit of you, come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on, you won't suffer in Jesus' name. You won't tear her in the name of Jesus. You just loose her and come out in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name, I burn this demon out with cold from the altar of God. I command you to let her loose, and right now, in Jesus' name, let her loose. All demons is lodged in that throat. Come out of there now, in the name of Jesus. All pipeline, come out in the name of Jesus. Get on out of there. All you demons is lodged in the throat. Come out of there right now, in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask the angel to go in there and to just loosen up that air passage and to make everything clear in the name of Jesus. Come on, get on up out of the name of Jesus. Keep on coming out. Take a sorrow word.
Yeah. I want to do that.
It'll come on
out. Promise.
Well, that's an area that we'll work on at another time. That might take some time. All disobedience, come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, demons, get on up out of there. Thank you, Jesus. All you other demons, and if you can all come out in the name of Jesus, every one of you can come out right now in the name of Jesus. Don't even wait for your turn on the list. Just come out right now in Jesus' name. Because we're going to get to all of you eventually. You sure will. All stubbornness and self-will come out in Jesus' name. Stubbornness and self-will come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Well, see, sometimes it's... They just didn't come out,
okay?
Okay, yeah. Stubbornness and self-will, if you're still in there, you keep on coming out. Get them up out of there. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, or parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Get them up out of stubbornness and self-will. I command all you and all your family demons, let her loose in the name of Jesus. I'll lose freedom to her will. She wants to get rid of you. You have no legal rights and no legal grounds in the name of Jesus, so get on up out of it. Come up out of the stomach, up out of the chest and the throat and all parts of the body. Just let her loose in Jesus' name. All rebellion, I command all rebellion to come out in Jesus' name. Every bit of rebellion. Rebellion just says witchcraft and you've got to go. Come on out, demon, in Jesus' name, or you're going in the box. We'll put you in a box if you don't come out. Come on, you look like Sitting Bull there. Come on out, Sitting Bull. Come out there in Jesus' name. All rebellion, come out in Jesus' name. I break the curse of rebellion in Jesus' name. I break all curses of witchcraft and sorcery and magic and voodoo and everything else. I break it in the name of Jesus. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All rebellion. I go back to Adam and Eve on both sides of the bloodline. And I chop you off at the roots in Jesus' name.
Oh, no, no, no.
Demons, you hopping up and down, demons, get on up out of there in Jesus' name. All rebellion, come out or you're going in the box. In Jesus' name, you got 10 seconds to come out of rebellion. All rebellion. I'll break the curse of rebellion again. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. I ask the angel of the Lord to go in there with a hook and pull you out in Jesus' name. All rebellion, keep on coming out. The whole family of rebellion, come out of there in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Keep on coming out. All you other demons, keep on coming out. Rebellion 1 and Rebellion 2. Come on up out of Rebellion 3 and 4. However many of you are in you. I call out the Legion of Rebellion in Jesus' name. Every one of you. All the family members.
I don't think you ever going to death with because
of me. Well, then you've got to go. You have to go find yourself somebody else then. So get on up out of there in Jesus' name. No, but Jesus can. I take... my authority from the third heaven, and I command rebellion to come up out of there in Jesus' name. I send angels of the Lord in there to carry you out. I send you to the pit in Jesus' name. You're going to the pit, demon, in Jesus' name. all rebellion. I put you in a box. Right now, demon, all rebellion. I put rebellion in a box in the name of Jesus until he's cast out. All rebellion, you're in the box. You're chained up with iron chains and fetters. You can't get out. There's two angels in there reading the Word of God to you. I'll give you the last chance while you're in that box. You got a chance to come out in Jesus' name. Come on, get on up out of there. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, or parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. All headache. I command headache to come out in Jesus' name. All headache. You loose control that's causing the headache. You come out in Jesus' name. All pain in the head. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, all you demons that's interfering with the nerves in the head, in the face, in the eyes, all throbbing in the eyes, all pain, right now in Jesus' name, I bind you up in iron chains and fetters, and I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. All mind control, I bind up all mind control, and I command mind control to come out in Jesus' name. All mind control, come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. You have a headache a lot? Okay, we'll deal with that. Number of things that it could be. Okay. All right, self-rejection. I command self-rejection to come out in Jesus' name. All self-rejection, come on up out of there. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind. We love Karen. And we just met her. Jesus loves Karen. God loves Karen. The Holy Ghost loves Karen. And God looks on the inside. He don't look on the outside. So it don't matter what she looks like. Karen is beautiful. In God's eyes, she's beautiful, so it don't matter what you say, demon. It don't matter. So all you self-rejection, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Her children love her. Her husband's gonna love her as soon as she goes through some deliverance. But all that's important is that God loves her. It don't matter that nobody else on the earth did, as long as God loves her, he does. So come out about it. Yes, he does. He sure does. And it don't matter what she's done in her past, that's the past. It's covered under the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that God doesn't even remember her sins. So come on up out of there, all self-rejecting. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name.
Is that required or is that just an
because they don't want to go. They come out through tears, too, demons do. All self-pity, I command self-pity to come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on out. And in Jesus' name, all self-pity, get on up out of there. Keep on coming. They ain't even sense of stalling. Just come on up out of there in Jesus' name. And all you other family-related demons, come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, all self-pity. Come out in Jesus' name.
I'm going to speak to the rent of revival of some things that happened with my daughter this morning. And I guess it's kind of making me wonder if I'm causing these things to happen to her. If something I just was recommending it. And I guess there's one of the things, you know, I've heard of feelings or something.
Alright, all sympathy demons. I command all sympathy demons to come out in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. All sympathy demons, get them up out of there.
And two, I'm losing my hair. And that is really, really
gross.
And I don't know why.
All right, all baldness. I command all baldness to come out in Jesus' name. You come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. See what? Tell me, demons, what? What's your name?
Be free
because of
that.
Because of what?
Well, everybody's
Well, what right do you have to make it go bald? Alright, in Jesus' name, I bind you up in iron chains and fetters. I ask the angel of the Lord. The Lord's going to grow her new hair, Damon. As soon as you're gone, she's going to get new hair on her head. I'm going to ask the angel of the Lord to go in there with a hook and to pull you out in Jesus' name. All baldness come out in Jesus' name. I go back to Adam and Eve on both sides of the bloodline, and I chop you off of the roots. I command all baldness to come out in Jesus' name. Come out of the conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. I send baldness to the pit in Jesus' name. All demons tingling in the ears, I command you to come out in Jesus' name. All you demons, come out in Jesus' name. All baldness, you keep on coming out, baldness. All baldness, you keep coming out. All you demons that tingling with the ears, come out in Jesus' name. I send you down to the pit. I ask an angel Lord to shave you, demon. Shave you bald. And if you got any hair, demon is a hairy one, I command you to go to the pit. Shave bald in Jesus' name. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask for a miracle, Lord. I ask for a miracle that you restore Karen's head, Lord, to, and Elizabeth's head, and my head too, Lord. That you just grow the hair, Lord, where the hair has not grown before, where hair has fallen out. And I just ask you, Lord, to just do that miracle, and especially for Karen, to show her the God that she's really serving in Jesus' name. All right.
Let the curse of mourning over all this.
In Jesus' name, I break the curse of mourning in the name of Jesus. I break that curse in Jesus' name.
Well, I think Blanche had told me one time that that was the cause for the curse of mourning. Like grief and stuff, a curse on grief and stuff because baldness.
Our fear of going bald. I command you to come out in Jesus' name. Fear of going bald, losing most of your hair or all your hair, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. Come on, baldness related demons, every one of you, in Jesus' name.
When did that start happening?
I really started noticing it was, about my junior year in college, and then I started noticing it more after I married my husband. And I don't know, it's because of it. Because, and, you know, when I first started, I was a Christian. And then, then after we were dated, but he was here. I was going to school here in Mississippi, but I was trying to break it off at that time. But by the time I got back home, he was there waiting on me, you know. And it's like from then on, he was just at my door constantly. Like I could never get him to come home or where. I mean, he was just there, you know. So I figured, well, I guess you could live there, you know. She was always there. He was very tentative and everything. But I knew that, because he wasn't a Christian, I knew, but it was like, people were telling me, because I was going to the Baptist student and all that kind of stuff, and everything, and don't be unequally yoked. So, like, why did she tell me that in the beginning? You know, it's easier, you know, in the beginning than now.
And I tried.
I just said, well, because he was wanting to go to bed and all this kind of stuff. And I said, I'm not doing that because, you know, that's wrong. That's sin. And I said, if he just can't deal with it, with the spirit. And he sat there and he's crying and all this kind of stuff. And that sort of thing, it's always been in my mind. I said, now this is the thing. This is a person who's crying and all this stuff. And I tried to break up with him. And he's dead. And now it's just a problem. But it's the demon. It's the demon. And I do believe it's because whenever I talk about that woman to him, it's like his face is stone hard and it's glaring. But it's glaring, it's like it's mockery, laughing.
Yes. That's what it is. You just say it. You just say it.
But do you think it's coming from, I mean, it's coming from him, but is it, but, you know, it's not, she's just helping him along. It's just simply begging from the beginning, because he does not want anybody ruining him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's actually mad at God, because I started just really hungry for God. I just wanted to serve God, and he was fighting the truth of me out. He would throw my Bible at me. He would, you know, just barely miss my head before, and I said, And I tried, but and eventually he took me out. He said, "I'm taking you back home anyway. I just can't put up with this anymore." God, he would move 5 minutes away from me. So if you don't want to be bothered with me, get away from me. Leave me alone.
Okay, all right. Let's do the next one. Did you feel the rejection?
I don't think so.
Okay, so the ball is coming off. I fear rejection. I command fear rejection to come out in Jesus' name. Come out of conscious, subconscious, unconscious mind, all parts of the body and the will in Jesus' name. All fear rejection. Karen's not going to be rejected. She don't ain't going to have that fear no more, because people's going to love her. And it don't matter if nobody accepts her. God is going to accept her and has accepted her and will continue accepting her.